True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
In the Aaron Boone era, when they host a postseason series or a postseason game, because it's just a wild card game, they are a perfect 5-for-5.
Yes.
Those are the facts. When they are the home team and they have home field advantage, in the Aaron Boone era, the New York Yankees don't lose. When the New York Yankees don't have home field advantage, their record is 1-6. In those series. And the one series they won in the Aaron Boone era without home field advantage, I'd argue doesn't count because there was nobody in the stands in 2020.
Yeah, there wasn't the home or away disadvantage, you should say, by being on the road in 2020. But we did this regarding basketball, I believe. Why home court advantage doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
I know we've done this many times about the NFL, and a lot of it is because the travel is so much easier, and it's less onerous than it was in the 70s, 80s, 90s, even the early 2000s. It's just really easy. You're staying in highfalutin places. Your entire training room basically goes with you. So it's you're on the road, but it's not like you're on the road. In baseball, it truly is a difference being on the road than being at home. And it's no more evident in teams' home and away records. The Yankees are 12 games over 500 at home. They're 3 games over 500 on the road. And so there's a discrepancy that it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, you know what's funny about that? And the numbers don't back up. I'm about to say it's more emotion. The Mets are another story, and we'll get to them in a few minutes. And their danger zone of not making the playoffs grows by the day. Even though they're 11 games under 500 on the road, like they're literally a bad road team.
Yes.
I don't have that same fear. And I think a part of why I don't have that same fear is 1 year ago, I watched them in a 3-game series in Milwaukee find a way.
Right.
I think my issue with the Yankees and why to them and to me about them, home field advantage matters so much is because of those results I just laid out. Mm-hmm. Like in the Aaron Boone era,
yeah. No,
they win when they're at home, they lose when they're on the road. So I don't even have that fear with other teams or even the Mets. And I think that's my big issue. My big issue is more grandiose than what specifically happened last night with their bullpen imploding. It's more the division. And I remember when this tough stretch began, I said it to you, I said it to Sean. I said, look, I know you guys want to beat good teams. To me, it's just about winning the division. If you can win the division, I don't care what your record is against good teams. That is the priority to me. Last night was just another night where winning the division is just becoming more difficult. And based on the Yankees' history, I think winning the division just matters a lot.
No, of course.
Because
it does.
Look at what their Aaron Boone history track record tells you. 5-for-5 when they have home field advantage and 6-for-7 losing when they don't. And I think that matters. And that's why a loss like last night and a loss like the night before and the Blue Jays coming back 2 nights ago against the Astros, that's why that crap concerns me about the Yankees going on a deep run. Because unlike most other teams, their history tells me I think they need home field advantage.
Yeah, but unlike, I mean, I guess the West is still up for grabs, so to speak, because Seattle is still there on the Houston Astros. But unlike a lot of the other divisions, in National League East, that's done. I'm going to say the Central is done, even though Chicago keeps keeping it close at 5.5 games. The Dodgers and the Padres in the West, that one's a little bit dicey. I feel like the Central, it's Detroit is running away with this thing over the Cleveland Guardians. So most of the divisions are not fully done, and I don't think the East is done. It's 3 games. But that's not nearly insurmountable, especially with 16 to go.
No, I think the Yankees can still win the division. I just think every time they lose, like they did last night, it's just more difficult.
Yes.
They got to make up 4 games on the Blue Jays. Now, they also have to hold off the Boston Red Sox, and they have a big series coming up against them. I just think, and this is what I was going through my mind last night as their bullpen was imploding, and we could get into their bullpen because that's a major issue, and it's been a major issue, especially in the second half of the year. I think winning the division for them is just very important based on the track record. And I remember having this discussion with you guys last year. Like, hey, home field advantage matters. If they get it, they have a great chance to go to the World Series. It's exactly what happened. They didn't have to go into a road series, if you will. And they took advantage of it. And I think the difference between the Yankees...
Well, they didn't until the World Series.
Well, and guess what? They were on the road in the World Series.
And they played terribly.
But that's my point, though. They didn't have home field advantage.
Right.
If they faced the Mets, they would have. And it probably would have been different. So I think winning the division continues to be really, really important. And it's just becoming more difficult. Like losing.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
To the Tigers? That whatever. Like, really, that's the thing that's going to piss you off because they're about to lose a series to the Detroit Tigers?
No.
It's about just winning any game they can so they can win the division, get home field advantage, and to me, it gives them a great chance to go on a deep run. Now, their bullpen right now, and this is what's also scary about the state of the Yankees. In the Brian Cashman era, I just gave you the Boone era. Let's go the whole Cashman era. They have consistently had good bullpens.
Yes.
Consistently. Right now. They have the 22nd best bullpen ERA in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that's bad. And it feels worse because you're getting good starting pitching.
Yes.
You got good starting pitching 2 nights ago with Will Warren. He went 6+ innings. You got really good pitching from Carlos Rodon last night. He went 6 innings. And then you get into the bullpen, and yeah, maybe they've given up 2 runs. And still, ultimately, you got to hit and score. Yankees, just like the Mets, have to hit and score. But you have a good starting outing. And then all of a sudden, there's eight more runs on the board.
Look, the offense needs to hit more. There's no doubt.
I don't even know if it mattered last night.
Well, it probably doesn't, but you can't let your bullpen let games slip away like that. And I couldn't believe it when Jack Curry said it on the postgame last night. He's like, yeah, so this is the first time in the history of the Yankees. And before I continue, anytime a statement starts with first time in the history of the Yankees, you better stop and listen.
Right.
The Yankees have been around for 5,000 years. So when something starts with first time in the history of the Yankees, it matters. First time in the history of the Yankees, they've lost or given up or lost by 10 or more runs in back-to-back home games. Now, the Yankees have had some bad years. There was the Horace Clark era. For that to have never happened until last night and the night before is kind of nuts. And here's the other thing. I talk about Yankee bullpens and the successes that Brian Cashman has had. To give you perspective, last year, they had the 6th-best ERA out of their bullpen in Major League Baseball. The year before, they were number 1. Mm-hmm. The year before, they were number 3. The year before that, they were number 4. So you get the idea.
Of course.
They always have a top 5 bullpen. Right now, they're 22nd. Do you know the last time the New York Yankees had a bullpen ERA that was 22nd or worse?
No.
You want to guess, Sean?
I'm going to guess never.
Well, the answer is not never because
right, so, I was prepared to be shocked.
If I'm going to make an educated guess, I'm going to say 2022.
2022. That is incorrect. Hmm. The answer is 2007.
All right, so
the last year of never is not close to 2007. It just means it's been a long time. Like, W was president. I mean, it was a long... Joe Torre was manager. We could just stick with that. The Guardians were the Indians. Roberto Hernandez was Fausto Carmona. C.C. Sabathia pitched in Cleveland. It was a long time ago since the Yankees had a bullpen that at least statistically was this bad. So it's abnormal because Brian Cashman has done a wondrous job over the years building a good bullpen. And I kind of shrug my shoulders at this one because Luke Weaver is now struggling. We saw it last night. Tim Hill can't get a right-hand hitter out for the life of him. Camilo Duvall, bro, I don't know, man. I thought that was a good trade. I apologize.
Well, Sean said it yesterday. He is outside of the trust.
Who's in the trust?
Not very many.
Two people.
Bednar.
Bednar, and I'm still putting Cruz there, even though he sucked two nights.
So Luke Weaver's out now, too?
I got to be honest.
I mean,
about
he keeps giving up home runs. I mean, yeah. It's a home run every outing. That's the problem.
Yeah. You trust Luke Weaver to an extent.
Yeah.
I think you should trust Luke Weaver, but understand going in, this is not the same Weaver from last year.
And this feels like what could have been a strength is now becoming a weakness. And the Yankees of the last 10 years, this isn't a weakness. Bullpens are strengths. So that is certainly a warning sign over the last few days and really the last few months. And much like David Stearns, who we're about to get to, we thought, and I'll raise my hand, we thought Brian Cashman hit a home run at the trade deadline improving this bullpen. I certainly did. That's not the case. And it hasn't worked out. On the Mets side, the same thing. I mean, Ryan Helsley last night, and I know the game was well out of reach, but if you're looking for a positive omen, like, oh, Helsley's figuring it out, he can't figure out anything. And here's where I'm at with the Mets, T, because we're going to have to do this every day.
Yeah.
A few days ago, I said to you, look, they're not playing well. They haven't played well in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
But my confidence rating that they're going to make the playoffs is 75%. They lose. Yesterday, I come to you, I say it's down to 72%.
Yeah.
Last night, they get blown out again. And in conjunction, the Reds come back on the Padres to pull within two games. So with that data out there, do you want to ask me my new percentage?
Yes. What is your confidence percentage in the Yankees, I mean the Mets, I should say, making the postseason, Evan?
It is now dipped to slightly above 50-50.
Mm.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.